This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday morning. Going to be beautiful today. I think 72 for a high. Most of the week, the same thing. Maybe some snow by the weekend, they're saying. Maybe late Saturday into Sunday, I think it is. Yeah, could be. Don't know yet. Just don't know. Baseball starts this week. You know that?
When is our opening day?
A week from Friday.
Gotcha.
A week from Friday down at Coors Field. We play the Oakland A's.
Nice.
Yeah, the Athletics.
That's always so much fun to go down there.
Yeah. Now, the Rockies actually play Friday, this Friday, but it's in Tampa.
Yeah.
So they're gone.
Doesn't it always happen like that?
Well, I don't think they're considered an elite team.
Oh, why don't we talk to Spadil about the Rockies?
Oh, yeah.
He loves them.
He loves their owners.
Yeah, he does.
That's who he loves.
Yeah. What's it looking like this year?
So the over-under on their total wins for the season is set at 60. So there's 162 games in a year.
Oh,
and they're just betting on them. Like, the bet is if they'll go over 60 wins.
I think they'll go over 60.
I think that's actually a really solid bet. Yeah,
because it's hard to lose 102 games.
Right, exactly.
Even if you stink, it's hard to lose. I mean, baseball, you get lucky every now and then.
If you lose 100 games, that's considered like historically bad. Right. So losing 102 is probably not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Go Rockies!
Woo!
Win 60 games this year. Wait. Let's do this.
They can do it.
I did see their new menu down at the ballpark. It looks pretty darn good.
The cheeseburger that they're rolling out is looking really good.
They're rolling out some real good food.
Okay, this is sad that we're excited about the food more than the actual team.
We are every year.
No.
Yeah, they got dessert nachos.
Yeah.
Which is like cinnamon nachos.
When's the last time we won a World Series?
Never. They've been in it one time, and they just got wrecked 0-4.
It was like 2005 or
7.
Something like
2007.
Yeah, we were in it. We got waxed.
Oh, we did.
Four games. I don't even know if we scored.
It was embarrassing.
It was really bad.
It was like 7-0, 6-0. Yeah,
they called it fluke. At first, they called it Rocktober because it was like the Rockies were doing well in October, which is when the playoffs are. But now they call it Fluketober because they've never been able to repeat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, anyways, opening day soon.
Again, the opening day will be sold out. You know, it's going to be absolutely crazy. But if you want to see a baseball game, your best bet is to go Saturday or Sunday. You're going to get a better price on your ticket, and it won't be packed.
But it's so much fun, though. Opening day is a vibe. It's so fun.
Yeah. Nobody goes down there to watch baseball.
Well, you sat down in your seat. So here's how we did it. So we sat in our seats, right? And I was like, I forgot how boring baseball is. And then you go walk around, and then you meet people, talk to people. And,
you go to the rooftop bar.
You know, and then you're like,
Baseball is so hard to watch.
It's hard
to watch on TV. It's hard to watch live. If you can't watch a sport live, it's boring.
Well, and now that I'm used to the Savannah bananas or whatever, I feel like baseball should all be like that. You know, dances and stuff.
Right. Instead, you go down to the ballpark, and all you have is just a boring game in front of you, and some guy next to you filling out his batting sheet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Those old books that people used to fill out at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. You'll get a couple of those down there too, but that's about it.
You're just like, wow, why are we here again?
Opening day is going to be crazy though. That's going to be crazy, especially if the weather's good. If the weather's good, it's going to be an absolute zoo down there.
Yeah, we should find out where our sister station is going to be and mention that because they're going to be down there.
Yeah, they're going to be a place.
Which station?
KS.
Yeah. KS is going to be down there?
It's going to be down there, but I forgot where. Really? It's on the board. All right, we'll figure it out. We'll tell
you. All right.
Yeah.
All right, opening day for the Rockies. The baseball season does start this week, but our opening day is delayed a week because they put us on the road. They put the crappy teams on the road, I think.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. When you've got it like a New York Yankees or the Dodgers or those big names that are out there, they get to play at home first.
Yeah.
Then you take your crappy teams and send them in there.
but you remember, though, that the daughter-in-law, and I think you guys forget this, the daughter-in-law on TV, you know, that does the weather and stuff.
Yeah.
She married into the Rocky owners. And Spadil doesn't even look at her because he's so mad at him. Kylie Burke, he loves, but the other chick that's hot, the blonde one, he won't even look her way because she married
her father-in-law can't build a baseball team. It's like, got some pitching, dude. Come on.
He's so mad at this weather chick. It's not her fault. I mean, look, if I have an opportunity to marry the son of the owner of the Rockies, I'm doing it.
No, you can't blame her.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Spadil that angry, man.
Well, they're awful. So, yeah. I just want them to win. I want them to win a World Series one time before I die. That's all I want.
Never watching her weather.
When it comes to quality team, year in and year out, the Rockies have to be the absolute worst in the Major League Baseball.
Oh, right? Hands down.
I mean, by far.
Them and the White Sox. It's just awful.
Close.
Yeah.
Do you know, there's some kind of pride in that, though, in my opinion. That you're the worst?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Jamie when she picks her bracket.
Yeah, I am.
You know?
Very last.
Yeah. J to the W.
I know, you know what? I moved up one.
Nice. You did?
Yeah, in our bracket. Yeah.
I don't want you to move up any. Yeah. I want you to stay on the bottom.
Yeah, Tina's the loser now.
You really suck, Tina.
I got more things.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday. Going to be 72 today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday. Yeah, the week is flying by already, right? 72 today. 72 today. I'm reading this thing about what you can do. It's a challenge, actually. The one-minute challenge, DIY, do it yourself, that tells you if you're likely to die early, Jamie.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
What an uplifting thing to talk about.
Here's the thing. I always like to see these simply because they're challenges, like if you can do X amount of push-ups.
Yeah.
You could do this, that. Do you think you could hang just on a bar, just, you know, obviously elevated off the ground? Could you hang for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think I could hang
30 seconds, yeah.
Without pulling myself up, yeah.
No. Well, for a woman, it's 30. That's why I'm asking Jamie.
Yeah.
If you could do 30. For a guy, it's a minute. I don't know, man.
I think a minute you could do it.
I think a minute's
pushing.
You're
just hanging there. You're not even pulling yourself up.
I know, but my arms. I don't know, Jamie, if I could do it or not.
It's no work.
Well, I'm starting to worry about myself is all I'm saying.
Remember, the ultimate challenge, if you're fit or not, is sitting with your legs crossed and getting up that way.
That's impossible.
No, we did it.
We tried it once.
I did it?
Yeah. No.
No, I didn't do it.
This was about 10 years ago. You know.
No, I didn't do it, did I?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't even get up from
knees,
a sitting position.
But you had bad knees.
Yeah.
That wasn't your fault.
Well, I still have bad knees.
I know, but we like let you pass because of your
Yeah,
knees.
I had a surgery at that
no,
point.
No, you hadn't had it yet.
Oh, so they were really bad.
Yeah, they were really bad.
That's
yeah.
exactly why I couldn't do it.
I know, but now you should be able to, like Lindsay Vaughn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
come
now.
Come back, rehab
so
and all
do you want to try it?
Well, maybe tomorrow. I didn't wear the right pants. They're too tight.
You got to stretch a little bit. Get a little limber.
Yeah. No, I got to get baggy pants. Yeah. No, I don't have to stretch. I'm in plenty of good shape.
You know how I decide if I'm still like young and in shape? This is the dumbest thing that I do, but it's what I do in my head, right? So if I can still, I mean, I know this is not even a challenge, people, so don't point and laugh at me. But I still am able to put my leg in each leg standing up, you know, and I'm like, yep, you're still good.
Like balancing on
yeah,
one foot?
Balance on yeah. one foot and yeah. lift up my leg and put it in the pant leg.
That's sort of a test because they have that where you do that, but you're tying your shoe.
Oh, you lift up your leg and tie
yeah,
your
and
shoe?
You tie your shoe. If you can do that, then you're still in pretty
balance
good shape.
Balance is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'm just like, every all time right. I do that, I'm like, yep, you're still. One time, though, it got hung. My foot got hung, and I completely fell over.
was out of your control, though.
That wasn't on me.
Completely
I'm
different.
Fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the second one on the test here. Remember, these are DIYs that tell you if you're going to likely die early, okay? Oh. This one seems impossible to me. Can you hold a dumbbell, just hold it in your hands, that's 3/4 of your weight? Can you hold it for a minute? Think about your weight.
Yeah.
Three quarters of your weight. For me, that'd be about 150 pounds. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, how long do you have to hold it?
A minute?
Yeah.
For 1 minute.
150, that would be.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah. That'd be hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Even picking up a 100-pound dumbbell is pretty hard.
Think about that. Three quarters of your weight, hold it for a minute. I don't think most people can do that.
I think you need to lose weight.
Or look up a different desk.
Right.
Yeah. One of my personal, our old personal trainer told me that grip strength is actually equal to like how close you are to death. So like if you have like better grip strength, then you're like healthier and like further away from, you know, croaking.
Well, but the only thing is, though, I don't know if that's true, because you have to remember, like, climbers, you know, rock climbers
right.
and stuff, they pinch with their three
yeah,
little fingers.
Yeah, because they're like Iron Man.
Yeah, and then, like, kiteboarders, they also have to hold on to the kiteboard.
Yeah.
So they're...
Or, like, rodeo people.
But that would kind of back up what he's saying, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because they're in good shape because they do all that,
and
you know.
Not only that, but Spadil, that's exactly what this is. This is all about the grip test. Hanging onto the bar.
Yeah.
Hold it onto the weights. They're saying the grip is everything.
Yeah,
if you have a good grip, you're good.
What's funny is I've never seen a fat kiteboarder.
That is true.
Right?
You need a massive kite.
The closest thing I've seen to a fat kiteboarder would be... Powerball Pete. Out on the lake on his board.
Yeah, but there's not a parachute big enough to get him up
no,
in the air.
No, he'd need like a hot air balloon.
I said the closest thing I've ever seen to it. Okay?
BJ and Jamie.
And you got to hand it to Amazon, how they come up with these sales. And these sales that makes us want to run to our computer and spend our entire day, you know, just ordering products that we don't need.
This is so crazy. And it was funny because I just did my own research and you had no idea. I go, hey, this Amazon big spring sale is on right now. And then all of a sudden BJ's like, well, let me see if I need anything.
Yeah.
He starts going through the whole thing. It's like you think you're going to miss out, so you just start scrolling.
Yep.
I did.
You did.
Here's what caught me off guard, though, is that what you said about the spring sale was all news to me. I had not seen it anywhere, and I am the type of person that I scour. I go through everything, either, you know, last night or before the show or whatever. I never saw this anywhere.
Okay, I didn't either.
You didn't see it?
Seriously, no.
That's the truth?
Honest to God, I didn't know there was a thing. I didn't even know that we're having a thing.
So you got caught off guard this morning, too?
Yeah,
so
was
you're
like,
scrambling?
I go, what are we talking about? The big spring sale. What?
Has anybody heard about this?
No.
Amazon. You know, when Prime Days come along, we all know about it.
Right.
Not only do we know about it, we know about it now for June, okay?
Yeah.
But this spring sale, they just sprung on us.
I feel like they're just trying, like, let's see if they get suckers on this one. Yeah, well, let's sure do. Can you go back to the headline? Let me read that. Amazon's big spring sale is back. We found up to 50% off of books, Goop Beauty, and tons more deals. That's from what's the source of the Today Show?
50% off books.
Well,
sweet.
I've now gone to the website and I'm looking at everything that's a part of the spring sale. And I gotta tell you, it almost looks like that discontinued aisle over at Walgreens. Okay.
Oh, it does. Yeah, that's my favorite. The end cap over there.
Yeah. It looks like they're just trying to unload a bunch of crap that they've had for a long time.
Yeah, but what about like Goop? She sells that vaginal, you know, smelling salts.
Well, I haven't gotten to the V's yet. I'm only into the P's.
Remember
right
when
now.
She steamed it?
Yeah, she steamed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she sells it on her Goop site. So let's see if we can get one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to steam your wiener?
No, No.
All right, whatever.
Why is it that when they do one of these sales, the number one item is always a vacuum cleaner?
I almost said that before you did it.
Every single
no
time.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Everything on here is either Dyson or Taco.
I know,
it's
always on sale.
Everything on here is vacuums, vacuum. Man, do they push the vacuum
they
cleaners.
They really do. I collect those.
No kidding?
Yeah. I have every kind you would ever possibly want for any situation.
Well, you know, I'm not against the vacuum.
Yeah.
I think the vacuum's a wonderful product. It's just that every sale they have is Shark. Shark's on here with the upright.
I have three Dysons. I have the purple one, the yellow one, and the orange one.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Miami.
Yeah, and I have the Shark, which is the Shark mop and suck.
Oh, two in one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
number
one item that you've turned me on to.
And I also have, go ahead.
The number one item that you've turned me on to through Amazon is their damn batteries. Their batteries are phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, the basics, really, Amazon basics.
If you go to the store and buy batteries, they're very expensive. You know that, right? If you go on Amazon and buy those, what are they, like yellow, orange color?
Amazon basics.
Yeah. They're Amazon basic. Yeah. If you go buy those, they're just as good as any battery out there. And they're like a third of the price.
They might be even on sale. Did you check that one out?
Oh, I guarantee you they're on sale.
Get
they're
off not the on B and go back to the B.
No, they're not on here. Oh, the batteries is Duracell and other batteries, but I don't see the Amazons.
That's because they're already so cheap.
Oh, wait, they are on sale.
Oh, you found them?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, 15%.
Yeah. Woo! I thought there was one that was 20, too.
Dude, 20 you can't go wrong with the batteries.
Well,
you
especially need, got a kid.
Yeah, I've got a 7-year-old.
Or a vibrator.
Yeah, vibrator. That'll work, too. Either way, batteries are very useful.
They are. Have you ever had to hit it to get it to work again? You know, like,
what, my kid?
No. It's like so sad, right? It's like, and you're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, you're talking
about.
And
then you're like, come on. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about your vacuum cleaner again, right?
Yeah. You just have to hit it right. And forget it.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, another chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. Coming up later on this afternoon, Slacker Show. The Slacker Show. We'll have your chance to win later today. And then again, tomorrow morning at 7:45, right here on our show. So don't forget. Now, we're talking about Amazon Spring Sale, which, by the way, they sprung on us this morning because we had no idea. Now, what have you put in the cart so far?
I've already bought it. I've bought stuff.
Oh, it's not even in the cart anymore? It's gone?
It's going to be here tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow, no kidding, man. That was quick.
It was quick.
I mean, well, that was only a 3-minute song.
Well, I went with your idea about the Amazon Basics batteries. So
those batteries are killer, folks.
You can never go wrong with batteries, no. So I did buy those. And then I just found reusable water balloons.
I'm going to get those.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. Reusable?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know how if you ever do those big, the ones that are on the sticks and they blow up like 60 of them or whatever, which are super fun in the neighborhood and everything. But the problem is those little bits of plastic are everywhere and then you have to go and pick them all up.
Exactly.
And it's kind of a pain, to be honest with you. So these are reusable and they're silicone and you fill them up and they have a little magnet on them so they close up on them. They have magnets around them and they close up.
Okay.
And then you throw them at somebody and then it explodes and the water goes out and then you can use them again.
That's awesome.
I know.
And they're hard enough that they'll knock that person out. It makes the game even more fun.
So fun. Yeah. So I bought those because I'm going to lag in weight, right? And I know he's 18 and I know that I'm acting like he's 7, but it's just, I'm a weird mom. And so I'm going to be in the bushes and then he comes home and I'm just going to kill him with him.
And everybody knows that a water balloon fight is the best summer activity you can have.
For sure.
Hands down. The water balloon fight is awesome. It's just all that damn pieces of rubber all over your yard.
Yep.
That's the only downside. So this fixes that.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant. I got to get me some of those because Frog and I, we can kind of, you know, have that little water balloon
Did
fight.
Did anybody see if the rubber chickens were on sale, the shooting chickens?
Oh, I didn't check that, no.
So that is one of the most fun things that we do at the river. Now, sure, it's polluting the river, but let me just tell you. You sit there in your chairs, right, and we're all sitting in the river, and so what we do is we shoot them at paddle boarders that are going by, and tubers, all the tubers. You pull back the tail on the rubber chicken, and you shing!
I have a nice stock of those.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay, I've got like 4 packets. Okay. And I think each packet has like 100 in it.
Are there any on sale?
Some of them are like $2 to like $5 off, depending on how big the pack is.
I highly recommend rubber chickens.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. All right, since we're doing reviews.
No, they're called slingshot chickens. If you look them up, it's slingshot chickens.
Yep. All right, since we're doing reviews, I want to mention something here because I know a lot of people out there, everybody you see has on earbuds.
Right.
I mean, you go in the grocery store, wherever you go, you got earbuds, right? I got earbuds over the holiday break, and these things have turned out to be probably the best buy I've ever made when it comes to headphones, earbuds, or whatever. And that's the Sony's. I'm sorry, not the Sony's. That's the Apple iPods. Those things are unbelievable.
AirPods.
They're unbelievable. These headphones are, if you've got anything else out there that you are thinking about buying and you see these things on sale, I don't know if they're on sale or not on the spring sale here, but those things are phenomenal. They're the best headphones I've ever had.
My kid, I don't know why, but he gave up his AirPods. And he likes the Bose ear ones that go really? In your ear.
Yeah. I haven't tried those ones. Yeah.
I've tried Bose. Mm-hmm. I've tried Sony. I've tried Skullcandy. I could go through the entire list. I'll bet you have 12, 13 pair at home. But these AirPods are unbelievable. I've never heard anything like them. They're amazing.
Huh?
They are amazing. Do I need to say it again?
No, I don't.
The ones that you got us for Christmas, I love them.
Yeah. They're unbelievable.
I
aren't
use
they?
Them every single day.
They have noise canceling and all the stuff.
Yeah, and then like if someone's talking to you, you're talking to someone else, it just automatically turns the volume down.
Yeah,
turns them off.
And the thing with the AirPods is they have a different way of accessing the Bluetooth compared to other ones because it's an Apple brand, so they have like their own special back door. They just work better with Apple technology.
You know what really shocks me is that how many people are working at so yesterday we went to Target, we went to Home Depot. And I can't believe how many people are allowed to wear them at work. They're allowed to have one in.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's because of that cancellation feature is the reason they're allowed.
Well, they can only have one in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that we saw at Target and Home Depot, they only had one in.
I used to see people in the store all the time. They would be at the checkout having a conversation with the person that's checking them out or the person bagging their groceries, and they would have their earbuds in, and there were always the AirPods, right? And I would always think, man, that is really rude. That is really rude. I didn't realize that when they spoke or the other person spoke, it canceled out.
Right.
So I'm thinking that they're listening to, Charlie Daniels or something, listen to some song and trying
That's
to hold
what
this
you came up with.
Charlie Daniels.
Devil went down to Georgia, man. Yeah. They're listening to The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I always thought that was so rude. I had no idea they had that feature on. I'm thinking, wow. Okay, this changes everything.
By the way, I don't think anybody that listens to Charlie Daniels has AirPods. That's just my theory.
I really doubt it. Yeah.
I don't know. I do, and I've got them. Hello?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.